Thank you so much for booking. It's you? The human from before. I am so happy to see you again. Are you here for the same? You want more this time? How very daring of you, sir. Well, what is it that you're here for then? Please, 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 please tell me that you're going to give me at least as much as you did last time. I've been fantasizing about that every day since then. You're still my only human customer, you know. And you're the only customer whose cock I've ever sucked. What? Did you really think I offered such a service to just anyone? I'm not that kind of elf, thank you very much. Now, how about you tell me what it is you actually want? Oh, I hardly ever get to do that. A massage, I hope I don't get too tired out from it. I mean, you're so much bigger than me. And you're so muscular and strong. It's gonna take a lot of effort to work your tension out properly. I'm just a little slip of an elf, so this might take a long time. I hope you can be patient with me, sir. Well, if we're gonna do this properly, you have to get naked for me. Yes, of course. You wouldn't want to get massage oils all over your clothes, would you? And, of course, for that same reason, I'll also be getting naked. I'm not about to ruin my fine elven dress for you, although I've got something else under them that I'm not going to be upset if you ruin. Oh, God. I forgot exactly how handsome you are. I can't wait to rub down every inch of you for this massage. My massage table isn't really sized for you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir. It's very exciting to realize exactly how large you really are, though. I've got my work cut out for me. Would you like to watch me preparing the oils for the massage, sir? I had a feeling you would. I have to make sure the oils are warm, or else it wouldn't be very relaxing. And what better way to do that than with my own body? I'm sure you don't mind one bit. Getting to see my delicate but curvy elven body become slick and shiny. Watching me rub my perky breasts, my flat tummy, my plump thighs, all the way down to my feet. Now, would you mind lying down on your front? I know it might be a little hard with that beastly human cock standing at attention, but I'm sure you can manage, can't you, big boy? Yeah. We'll start with the shoulders. God, you're so tall. I'm just gonna have to hop up onto the table with you. I have no other choice. I'd end up with sore shoulders if I tried to work on you at this angle. With muscles like this, if you had green skin, you could almost be mistaken for an orc. You're so firm and strong. It's a challenge to get my fingers in there and work out all the knots. I'm definitely up to the challenge, though. Any excuse to get to touch you and feel you like this is fine by me. what surprises me most is just how warm you are. Are all humans as hot as you? I guess I meant that in both senses of the word. It's like I'm sitting on top of a dragon or something. Not that I mind. I always run a little cold. Well, at least on the outside. Oh, but that's not relevant right now, sir. Oh, you were my favorite customer before, and you're certainly my favorite now. Even your man bun is perfect. It just makes me feel feral when I look at it. It makes me realize how attractive you are overall. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it's just my human fetish in action again. Don't worry, sir. I'll have you flip onto your back when I finish with your legs. Are you wanting to turn over already? All right, sir. You can roll over. Oh my goodness. You're so hard already. No, it is not a problem at all, sir. I just forgot exactly how obscene the size of it was. Well, it's a good thing I have so much oil on my hands. It's going to make the service after your massage so much easier. I'll have to climb back onto the table with you, of course, and... Oops. Oh, looks like I'm laying on top of you now. You probably felt my breasts on your back a few times, but I didn't slip and fall down before on you. It's all the damn oil's fault. It just makes everything so slippery. I'm just a slippery little elven sled for you. Oh no, not just from the oil, sir. I think if I move my hips down like this, you'll see what I mean. You feel how wet my pussy is? I'm literally dripping and I haven't even been touched. I started getting wet as soon as you walked in. Just the idea alone that I might get another chance to suck your perfect human cock again. It had me aching the moment I laid my eyes on you. Don't worry though, human. I'm professional enough, I'll still give you a massage. After all, it's the perfect excuse to get to rub my hands all over your pecs and abs. Elfmen, they don't have any kind of muscle tone. Not like you. And it's so intoxicating to lie on top of such a strong, handsome man who's just so much bigger than me. You'll have to forgive me, sir, but my tight little elf pussy is gonna be rubbing all over your cock for a while. I'll make it up to you, though. I'll squeeze you with my plump thighs while I do it. Oh. That's a fantastic sound. I love your grunt so much. The human language might be so simple, but it makes you sound so manly. I don't really know how else to describe it. I can just feel it in your chest when you speak. It makes me feel even more excited. Sir, what even gave you the idea I wanted to be a guest? I know my face was less than an inch away from yours, and my lips look so pouty, but I'm still lying to try and give you a massage. Well, the customer is king, I suppose. You like the feeling of my thighs against you. You're entirely too good at kissing human. That's not really fair. My tongue is supposed to be one of the few advantages I have over you, and you're still dominating it. I guess it's all right. I know one other way to put you back in your place. Is your cock wet enough? I hope my little pussy was able to coat the whole thing in my juices, because it's about to go inside me. I'm gonna fuck my very first human, and I couldn't be happier that it's you. Try not to be too blown away by your first experience with Elven pussy. I think you'll find it similar to my tongue in terms of how dexterous and skilled it is. Fuck. Fuck. I knew you were big, but not like this. I didn't realize how right I was about you ruining me, human. This big, virile human cock is actually gonna ruin me. Oh, you're stretching out my walls like nothing ever has. It's fucking addictive. I hope I can take the whole thing. Almost. I did it. Oh my god, you've stuffed me. Oh my. Yeah. Are you impressed? Yeah. I bet you are. You surprised by how quickly I adjusted. I told you, Elven pussy is different. Now start fucking me. I'm gonna try and not be too loud. But this is very difficult, okay? There's a difference between human pussy and elven pussy, and it's that we're really sensitive inside, okay? And because you have such a fucking big, a brutish human cock, this is really difficult. I'm trying to hold it together, okay? I don't want to ruin your, massage experience again. But it's hard, it's hard. Do you think you could come with me? Okay, I want to feel you coat every inch of my tight elf fuzzy, okay? I'm sorry I'm such a little freak and have a fetish for humans, but my god, I need your cum. Your balls, they must be so full, right? That's why you came back to see me. Because you need me. You need my pussy to milk you. And I need your cream pie. And I'm gonna squeeze your cock for every last drop of sperm that you can give me. Good. Yes. Can I do a countdown? You have to be close. I've been teasing you this whole time. You felt my body all rub up against you and give you a thigh job. Come on. You can do it, right? I think you can. You can. 10. Oh, it's so good. I feel fucking dizzy.
with me, okay? I'm gonna cry if you don't pump me full while I'm clenching down on you. If you think I'm tight now, you just fucking wait until I cream on your cock. Is a human thing or just a you thing at this point? I hope you enjoy your service there. I say this to all my customers, but I mean it when I say it to you. I hope to see you again very soon.